Imagine a world where skincare advice cuts through the noise of marketing claims and empty promises. That's exactly what Caroline Hirons delivers. As a third-generation beauty professional with over 3 decades of experience, she's earned her nickname, the Skincare Queen, by transforming complex skincare science into practical wisdom anyone can apply. Her approach is refreshingly honest, telling you what works, what doesn't, and why that miracle cream everyone's raving about on Instagram might be a waste of your hard-earned money. When she recommends a product, it typically sells out within hours, spawning the hashtag, #CarolineHirons made me do it. But what makes her guidance truly revolutionary is how she demystifies skincare, making it accessible to everyone from teenagers battling acne to women navigating menopause. The beauty industry thrives on confusion, but with the right knowledge, you can see through the marketing fog and make choices that actually benefit your skin. Your skin is your body's largest organ and first line of defense, a shield that regulates temperature, blocks toxins, eliminates waste, protects from UV damage, synthesizes vitamin D, and heals itself. Understanding its structure helps evaluate product claims realistically. The epidermis renews monthly as cells form at the bottom and migrate upward, slowing with age. Most over-the-counter products only affect this layer. The dermis contains the critical trio of skin health: collagen, fullness, elastin, resilience, and hyaluronic acid, bounce. The subcutaneous tissue is primarily fat, protecting muscles and regulating temperature. Don't confuse skin types with conditions. Your type is genetic, while conditions typically result from lifestyle factors. The 4 main types are dry, lower sebum, impaired barrier, oily, excessive sebum, larger pores, normal, good balance, and combination, oily T-zone with drier cheeks. Sensitivity sits between type and condition, affecting more women than men due to greater product usage. Distinguishing between dry and dehydrated skin is crucial. Dry skin lacks oil, featuring small pores, tightness, flakiness, and difficulty absorbing products. Dehydrated skin lacks water, absorbs moisturizers quickly, and causes makeup to fade throughout the day. Though similar in appearance, they require different treatments. Treat skincare as essential as brushing teeth. Your skin needs consistent care, requiring just 2 to 3 minutes twice daily to transform its health. Use quality washcloths instead of disposable wipes that merely move dirt around. Avoid mineral oil, used because it's cheap, skip stripping foaming products, and reserve wipes for true emergencies. The bookends of any routine, cleansing and moisturizing, work universally and create the framework for everything else. Cleanse nightly without fail, double cleansing with makeup or sunscreen. Morning cleansing is also necessary as skin sheds overnight. Avoid smoking, which depletes facial oxygen, get moderate sunshine with protection, and apply SPF 30+ between moisturizer and makeup. Invest in quality skincare proportionate to what you'd spend on accessories. Your face is permanent, while trends are temporary. Extend products to your neck and décolletage, maintain good nutrition, hydration, and stress management. Make skincare an enjoyable ritual rather than a chore. Those few minutes can become a cherished moment of self-care in your busy day. Your skin's journey requires adapting your routine to life's changes. The worst enemies are sun exposure, sugar, which destroys collagen, and smoking, which depletes facial oxygen. After 30, decreased collagen shifts facial definition from cheekbones to jawline, requiring a transition from protective to reparative products. Hormones create major disruptions. During puberty, establish a gentle routine with oil-free moisturizers and salicylic acid treatments. Change pillowcases weekly and consider LED therapy. Pregnancy brings unpredictable changes. Hyaluronic facial mist helps with hot flashes, while fragrance-free oils reduce inflammation. Consider replacing vitamin A with gentler Bakuchiol. Perimenopause and menopause cause the most dramatic changes, accelerating aging while slowing regeneration as ceramides, collagen, and hyaluronic acid deplete. Monitor moles more frequently, expect increased bruising, and prepare for slower healing. For spots, avoid aggressive treatments like toothpaste or picking. Instead, moisturize generously. When illness or fatigue overwhelm you, do the minimum skincare without guilt. Your skin will forgive you. Don't let the word acid intimidate you. These skincare powerhouses have effectively exfoliated since 1970. Each serves different purposes. Lactic, AHA, resurfaces dry skin. Glycolic, AHA, stimulates collagen. Salicylic, BHA, treats acne, and PHAs provide hydration while enhancing product absorption. AHAs are water-soluble with shallow penetration, except glycolic acid. BHA is oil-soluble, penetrating oily pores and exfoliating from within, making salicylic acid ideal for oily skin. PHAs have larger molecules with slower penetration, better suiting sensitive skin. Vitamin A products, the gold standard in skincare, are scientifically proven to both reverse and prevent aging signs. All forms, retinol, retinal, tretinoin, are vitamin A derivatives with varying strengths and irritation potential. Apply vitamin A after cleansing on dry skin, typically in the evening, and always use SPF in the morning. Start with milder percentages and increase gradually. To help your skin adjust through initial reactions, buffer with moisturizer, avoid foaming cleansers, skip powders, and keep light oils like squalane handy. Follow the decade rule. Use vitamin A twice weekly in your 20s, 3 times in your 30s, 4 times in your 40s. Sunscreen is the most effective anti-aging product available. Choose broad-spectrum protection, UVA for aging, UVB for burning, with at least SPF 30 or SPF 50 for your face. Most people apply too little, getting 50 to 80% less protection than labeled. Use 1 teaspoon for face and neck, 2 teaspoons each for chest, back, and arms, and reapply every 90 to 120 minutes. UV light damages cellular DNA, with both UVA and UVB classified as carcinogens. There's no safe tan. Any tanning indicates DNA damage. Age spots in later life result from sun exposure years earlier. Common misconceptions. SPF doesn't stack across products. No sunscreen is truly waterproof. SPF 60 isn't twice as effective as SPF 30. Darker skin still needs protection. And cruelty-free claims may be misleading. Always use dedicated broad-spectrum sunscreen rather than relying on SPF in makeup or moisturizers. Your future self will thank you for making sunscreen non-negotiable in your daily routine. While good skincare improves skin quality, it won't change facial structure or halt aging. The skincare industry thrives on confusion, using terms like clean, natural, and hypoallergenic that lack legal standards. Claims about shrinking pores are misleading. Pores don't actually open and close. Despite clean and green marketing, our bodies have built-in detox systems: lungs, liver, kidneys, and skin. Outside medical contexts, detox is merely marketing. Brand clinical trials often present inadequate testing in confusing language, while consumer testimonials remain reliable indicators of effectiveness. For structural concerns like heavy brows or sagging jawlines, you'll need needles or surgery. When considering such treatments, do it for yourself, not others. Remember that aging is a privilege. Skincare is ultimately about feeling comfortable in your own skin, addressing specific concerns for confidence rather than pursuing perfection. With the right knowledge, everyone can achieve healthy skin that reflects the life they've lived.